Hello, I'm Father Ray Petrucci. Welcome to Thoughts for the Week. We have a fascinating program today. I want to get to our guest. Before then, you know, we would like to reach out to you as we do, because we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear if you have a topic you'd like us to investigate. And we have two ways for you to reach us. And when we get into this program, you're going to wonder why I feel almost a little awkward saying, put a stamp on an envelope and write it. It sends us to Thoughts for the Week, Post Office Box 7466. That's Post Office Box 7466. Greenwich, Connecticut. The zip code in Greenwich is 06836. Again, 06836. If you're on the computer and would like to email us, do so at clemons10@aol.com. That's C-L-E-M-O-N-S, then the number 10, at aol.com. And while you're on the computer, I invite you to go to our internet magazine, Spirituality for Today. You could find that at spirituality.org. Now, you can find many articles, features, and this radio program is available there, too, with archive shows, and maybe you could find a number of things where it's at your leisure you could listen to. Again, that is at spirituality.org. Okay. Well, I regret to say that my co-host, Dorothy Riera, was not able to join us today, but I am happy to say that our guest is. And so, Emma Ryder, we'd like to welcome you to Thoughts for the Week.
Thank you, Father. I'm so happy to be here.
And we're delighted to have you here. Emma is the coordinator of something known as the Face of Prayer program, which has been in the Diocese of Bridgeport for a couple of years. And I think you'll find it is something that, is fulfilling a tremendous need, and we're going to let Emma tell us a little bit about that. Emma, the Face of Prayer, exactly what is that?
Yeah, so the Face of Prayer began on Divine Mercy Sunday in April of 2017 as a text and selfie campaign to engage people in prayer and to witness as well to being the Face of Prayer.
So originally it was simply an invitation to get more in touch with oneself in prayer?
Absolutely. Bishop Caggiano saw a need. He has such a heart for young people in the diocese and across the country. And so he really wanted to engage people in a deeper prayer life and make sure that people were praying every day. And St. John Vianney, he said, an individual praying is like a straw scattered over a field. If you set the straw on fire, it's a small flame. But if you gather up all of the straw and the flame fills out, rising up to the sky, and it's the same with communal prayer. So bringing people together to pray for the same intention every single day is really powerful. And so at this point, we've had over 3 million prayers prayed because of the people who subscribe to our daily text message.
You know, what a nice thing, because that establishes right off the bat, either in the morning or any time during the day, or that person's day.
Mm-hmm.
It creates an attentiveness, an awareness of faith and prayer and what they, like, of course, pray for. I'm sure it's very different for everybody.
Right.
Prayer itself, you mentioned its power, you mentioned its importance. Is it something that you find people are extremely receptive to, that invitation?
I do, yeah. I've heard from a few people now how they love receiving the daily text message with the intention and what to pray for. Occasionally I get messages back that say, oh, I needed this so much today, or this was such a great prayer, thank you. So it's great to hear that. I've also gotten feedback from a youth minister in New Canaan who said she was at a soccer game one day and the text message came through, and she noticed that a couple of the teens that she ministers to stopped at the soccer game to pray the Face of Prayer intention that came through in their phone, and then they went back to watching the game and hanging out with each other. And I just thought that was so cool.
It's like prayer is now kind of woven into the life experience.
Exactly. And to hear that teenagers were doing it too was just really great, because that is the audience that it was first created for. So. Yeah.
I think too often we older folk, and not you, you're a young woman, but we sometimes tend to just shake our heads and, you know, the teenager maybe not going to be responsive to a lot of things.
Right.
But it tends to be, you know, which is nice. When you look at the role of prayer and the face of prayer, now that's an interesting title. What do we mean by face of prayer?
Yeah, so our logo is our Blessed Mother, Our Lady, and Bishop Caggiano, he has a very, very deep devotion to Our Lady, and so that was really the inspiration for it, I think, because she is the model, right? Mm-hmm. She's the model of prayer, and he says that all the time, that she really is the face of prayer, and mm-hmm. so we're called to follow her example and to have that sense of prayer in our lives every day, to be witnesses of that as well. And so one of our taglines is ask, watch, witness. Ask your questions, watch the videos, get your answers, understand the faith, and then witness to it. Mm-hmm. So not just texting pray to 55778 to get that daily text, but also showing us that you're being the face of prayer to somebody else and mm-hmm. sending a selfie or a picture of how you're doing that. Mm-hmm. And then that goes on our website.
Mm. Yeah, I always... have encouraged, and I have no trouble encouraging those to see Mary. And we tend to always do identify, of course, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Jesus, God and man. But still, that's the divine. You
right.
know? But yet in Mary, we have the human being mm-hmm. who had to experience so much of stepping up to the plate, if I might say, in faith, yet one who has had to sit back and watch all the events of her son's life and experience all of that. And you look to her. I mean, obviously she has more titles than you could imagine, but you could look to her for almost any experience you're going through in life.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
A source of a prayerful source too. And, when we go on to the next area I wanted to talk about with you, and that would be how to get the message across. And, of course, being a person at your age who is well-versed and have grown up in a world that I didn't, your area of social media contact, we got to delve into that because this mm-hmm. is what this all
Yeah.
This is what it's all about. I'm going to let you just go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. No. So social media, you know, it can be great and it can be the demise, right? Mm-hmm. When it's used well, it really can be missionary territory. For example, for myself, I was scrolling through Twitter the other day and found a quote by St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, who I had never heard of before. And it was her quoting St. Catherine of Siena saying, I am sought, I am loved. And just saying that's true. Mm. And so that really struck me, which made me look into St. Elizabeth of the Trinity even more. Mm-hmm. And so it's like evangelization can happen on social media for sure. And that's a huge part of what we do at the Face of Prayer. So every Monday we have a Motivation Monday quote, be from a saint or from Bishop Caggiano, a priest, a Catholic speaker from somewhere in the country or around the world, to really help people kind of motivate themselves, find that inspiration to dive deeper into their faith.
Mm.
On Tuesday, we introduce one of our catechists that we have. We have about 35 or so. I'm losing track of how many we have at this point, but they're all listed on our website. But every Tuesday, we have our Tuesday Catechist featured on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Wednesday, we have a Wisdom Wednesday, again from a saint, bishop, priest, just to kind of meditate on something that's more meditative than motivational. Could be both, though.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, we encourage people to join the movement, join the Face of Prayer. Friday, we feature a video from our growing video catechism online. Saturday is Saint Saturday. We focus on a particular saint for the day so that people can learn more. Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity, I'm sure, will be coming up now soon. and then Sunday, we do Scripture Sunday so that people can focus on a particular line from the Gospel or the Psalm or one of the readings from the day.
So this would be if they go in any of those outlets. I don't know if these are the right terms even. But would that be the same as, let's say, going online and the computer, like Googling or whatever, and say coming to your
coming to
face
our website?
Prayer?
Yeah, so the social media is a little bit different from our website.
Oh, okay.
So on the website, really is anything that you need to know or want to know about the Face of Prayer and okay. to engage with us.
Okay, well, I want to keep that separate if you have a lot more to say with the social media end.
Well, we can go into both, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
They're connected
you guide me
in
along.
A way. So, I mean, with the social media, we want people to follow us. For the listeners on Twitter and Facebook, it's at The Face of Prayer. And then on Instagram, it's at Face of Prayer, without the "the." And just follow us. You never know what you'll come across. Maybe it'll be a new saint like I found on Twitter the other day. And then coming to our website, you go to www.thefaceofprayer.com, and it'll bring you to our first main homepage. From there, you can go really anywhere on our site. The top navigational bar, it starts with About, where you can learn more about what the Face of Prayer is. Bishop Caggiano has an introductory video on that page. There's also a way to order the prayer books that we provide. They're $3 each plus shipping, and that has everything from the Stations of the Cross to a guide for confession to a guide for adoration and just basic prayers as well. It's about 62 pages, I think, so there's a lot in there, too. To help people.
That I could relate to, because that
right.
brings me back more to about baptism prayer books. And they
exactly.
did a wonderful job, really, of explaining all these things. So you have that sort of like basics of the faith with all the prayers and
exactly.
devotions. And
Yep. the rosaries in there, et cetera. So further down on that About page lists how to use the Face of Prayer in the classroom. So any theology teachers out there, if you're wondering how to incorporate this as a resource for your students, definitely check that out. And then also a page on how to use the Face of Prayer in youth ministry. So for any youth ministers that are struggling to get kids to youth group or are looking for ways to engage them more in their faith, definitely check that out as well. As you continue to scroll down that page, you'll find all of our catechists that have answered questions. So from Bishop Caggiano to Jason Everett to Archbishop Joseph Kurtz in Kentucky, Archbishop Garcia Siller in San Antonio, priests up in the Diocese of Boston, priests from here in the Diocese of Bridgeport, and so many more are on there. So that would be the About. And then you get into the Ask, Watch, Witness, which is our tagline for the initiative. So on the Ask page, that's where you ask your questions, either by text or uploading a video. The Watch page is our video library, so that has all of the videos that we have to date with questions that young people have asked and their answers from those catechists from around the country. There's about 280 or so videos on there at this point, and that just continues to grow every day.
Yeah.
There'll be more by next week. So, and then the witness page is our prayer wall, as well as our witness wall, so our selfie wall, I would say. So on the prayer wall, you can submit prayer requests and see what other people have asked to pray for. And on the selfie wall, you can see all of the faces of prayer that have engaged with us through digital media.
Wow, that's a lot there.
Yeah.
Now, I know perhaps our listeners are sitting here and said, I know she mentioned things about questions. You could ask questions. And I'd just like them to know exactly what type of what are the questions one of asked, or what is the Face of Prayer trying to evoke from the people they reach?
Yeah, so the majority of the questions that I think I've seen so far have to do with prayer, with the sacraments, the saints, and really cultural topics that are at the forefront of young people's minds right now. So they've asked about morality. They've asked about abortion. They've asked about same-sex attraction and LGBT issues. They've asked about why women can't be priests and things mm-hmm. that they're grappling with because of the culture that we live in today. Mm-hmm. And it's a great outlet for them to ask their questions and get those questions answered by people that understand the faith and want to share it with young people or even adults. We have a few questions from adults too. So, mm-hmm. And those usually revolve around how can I keep my kid Catholic? Mm-hmm. How can we mm-hmm. not treat confirmation as graduation, but mm-hmm. to bring the young people more into their faith and mm-hmm. explore it mm-hmm. in a deeper way.
Which is what you're doing. It's kind of like right. your missionary work. Now, you mentioned adults, so this opens up the next, would this be like the next phase?
Yeah.
Between different groups?
So we do want to engage others in this initiative as well. We want to have different categories, I guess you could say, to make this a lifelong formation experience so that young people in middle school and high school have an outlet to ask their questions and get them answered. People in college have an outlet to do the same, and parents too. Our goal is to grow it so that we're able to provide resources for everybody that's looking to find a deeper relationship with the church, with Jesus, and to just really understand what the church teaches and come to know that so that they can share it with others as well.
When someone has a question, goes to an answer from someone, is this something that is a audio answer, or is it something that involves... having to read a text?
Yeah, so the question is usually asked via video.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not on video, then a little video card comes up online that lists the question.
Okay.
And then the person answering the question does so on video as well. So everything is video-based.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice.
It is.
And that it's... granted, the written word is so wonderful, but you also can read a person's feelings.
Right,
when you have that.
And it's a great personal connection, too. The catechist that's answering the question will always say, Father Ray, that's a great question.
Yes,
Emma,
yes.
That's a great question. Yes. Thank you so much. I'm praying for you. And so it creates that personal feeling of, oh, somebody knows me, and they're answering my question. They're taking the time to answer my question. And those answers tend to be 2 to 3 minutes long. Sometimes they're a little bit longer if the catechist feels that they really need to explain something. Never more than 5 minutes for these videos. And because of that, we add more resources into the video. It's embedded right there. So as you're watching the video on our website, a little blue button will pop up in the corner that says learn more or something that the catechist said as they were speaking that maybe you don't know about. If it's St. Anthony, I want to know more about St. Anthony. Let me click here and learn more. And then the video will pause. The text will come right over the video. It won't take you to another page. It'll keep you right there on our site and then go from there. And you can read, close it out, and continue with the video. So it's a great way to learn more or just get that quick answer when you want it.
As you're speaking, I had another thought. I don't know if this is even possible, but I can imagine that an individual who may have a number of questions down the road might feel comfortable with a particular person who did the answering.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to establish that kind of thing where, gee, I'd like to ask Father so-and-so or Mr. or Miss so-and-so, I feel comfortable with her or him.
Sure. Well, so on the About page, I said we had all of our catechists listed there. And so when you click on their picture or their name, it'll bring you to their biography.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's a way to learn more about that person. And by clicking on that link, that'll bring you to their page where you can find contact information for them.
Oh, wonderful.
And if it's a priest, specifically in our diocese or really any diocese, there's so many ways to find those priests and find their contact information within whether it be a diocesan website, their parish website. But, you know, by contacting us too, we could also make that connection.
Yeah.
So.
Now, you did mention a number of resource people who are answering questions throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know this is a national program.
It is, yes.
Now, is the faculty that is faculty, I use that term, but those who are, you know, involved in responding to questions, they're the same from that would be responding from anyone throughout the country who is contacting.
Yeah, so we get the questions, and I kind of filter through them and assign tags or topics to each question, and then reach out to, say, Bishop Kurtz and mm-hmm. say, hey, mm-hmm. These are the questions about these topics that you said you're interested in mm-hmm. speaking about. Mm-hmm. Pick the ones that you really like, film them, send them back to me. Mm-hmm. So he's not necessarily answering questions from people in Kentucky. He's answering mm-hmm. questions from people around the country. Mm-hmm. So it kind of allows them to connect with people beyond just their diocese and for us to make those connections for people as well.
So this is a commitment of sorts. Now, how would someone, let's say the bishop in whatever you're talking about, Arizona or somewhere, how do they make the video?
Usually with their communications team. So we had 11 people from the University of Notre Dame submit videos to us, answers to us. They did, I think, 38 videos, and they had their production team film it and send them to us with links to download them. So they can do it that way. I've also had a few catechists that don't have the fancy setup,
yeah.
and they film on their computer and send me the file that way. When I go out and film, I don't have anything fancy. I actually just use my iPhone. I connect a mic to it. I put it on a tripod, and it works perfectly.
Well, I was on the site, and I was looking at some of the students who are making comments, and right. it did look like it was working perfectly.
Yeah, and well. That was on an iPad, I think, when they filmed those. So that was before I started, but.
Wow. Well, let me, I really, our listeners should feel a little bit more, learn a little bit more about you and how you got involved with the Face of Prayer.
Yeah, so I grew up here in the Diocese of Bridgeport, and when it was time for me to go off to college, I went up to Boston and really enjoyed my time there. I stayed up there for 3 years teaching, and then really felt like I was being called to come home and come back to the diocese. I have a great community here, and so I really missed being part of that. Mm. And as I was doing the job search, the coordinator for the Face of Prayer came up. They were going into year two of the initiative and looking for somebody to take it on full time. And so I applied, I interviewed, and praise God, got the job.
And here you are.
So here I am, and I've been working with Bishop Caggiano very closely for the last almost year now that I've been there, and it's been great. It's been really great.
No, that's good. Well, I don't want the program then to bending before we take a real look at the very practical matter of funding and donations. How does one go about that?
Yeah, so we have a donate page on the website. It's very clearly labeled donate right in that top bar. And so we really can't do what we're doing right sure. now without the proper funding to yeah. have the website, to host our videos, to have access to the resources that we need to make them more in-depth, and to make sure that we're getting that text message out every day to people that want to engage in prayer with us. So absolutely, by donating online, again, www.thefaceofprayer.com, and click on that donate button, or contact us at questions@thefaceofprayer.com. So our email address, general email address, is questions@thefaceofprayer.com. And we can arrange something that way. Another way that we try to fund is by selling those prayer books that I mentioned.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. those can be purchased on our website by clicking on the About page. And there's a button right there when you click on About that'll say Order Prayer Books. And again, those are $3 a piece and plus shipping.
Mm.
So,
well, I do hope, because you're looking at a future where this entire program should, and I hope, explodes.
Absolutely.
And you're going to need more and more help, and therefore that's more and more funding.
We are.
Funding.
Yeah. Right. We're grant funded right now. Mm-hmm. And so please God, that will continue, and we'll be able to keep doing what we're doing right now. But of course, we'll need more to really grow it to what we want it to be. Mm-hmm. So if you do feel so moved to help us out, we'd greatly appreciate it. And Bishop Caggiano himself will be praying for you.
That's for sure. For those prayers that we all make all the time.
Yep.
That's the one thing that never changes throughout history, I guess.
No.
But when I think about Bishop Caggiano's involvement, how did he... Or how was he motivated himself to really get this program going in the diocese?
Yeah, so like I said, he has such a heart for young people, especially here in the diocese. He was just on the Synod for Youth in Rome with Pope Francis and a few of the other bishops and cardinals around the country. And he wants young people to have an outlet to ask their questions and get those questions answered and grow deeper in their faith. And come to know Jesus, come to know our Blessed Mother. And so that's his motivation, really. He has 50 videos on the site himself, 50 questions that he's answered, along with the first phase of the series being his weekly catechism video, where he would take a topic and really dive into that. And so this is his baby, and I'm just the one telling him which way to go and when to film his videos. kind of directing it.
Yeah.
He's very involved. He and I meet pretty regularly. He takes the prayer requests that come in online and he prays over them. So I give those to him about once a month. He's involved in creating the prayers that go out every day. He's it. He's the reason that we have this program. So.
Well, I'm delighted. Nice going, Bishop Caggiano.
Yes.
Good it is moving along. The involvement that you have, really, we really need people to, I hope, and end up helping you out, but we need parishes to really respond to you, I presume.
Mm.
Now, got an awful lot of parishes around, but do you, well, what is your primary idea first? Where are you going first? Are you working on schools or working in religious ed programs? And then could you expand that to other?
Yeah, so we mostly I go into religious ed programs and youth groups right now.
Okay.
So I've been invited by catechists, by directors of religious ed, to come into their class, usually 5th or 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. I've done a couple confirmation classes. To talk to the students about the face of prayer, to get engaged in the face of prayer, sign up for that daily prayer intention text message that goes out, or if they'd rather email, it can go through email as well. Follow us on social media, talk about a particular topic using the videos that we have online, kind of discuss through those with them a little bit more, and then give them the opportunity to ask questions themselves. So when I go in, it's usually about an hour long. We talk about a topic. I see what questions they still have. And then we use the rest of the time to film their questions and then get them answered.
Terrific. Well, I hope a lot more. My gosh, I wish you the very, very best. We're speaking with Emma Ryder, coordinator of the Face of Prayer program in the diocese. She needs help. She needs donations. She needs a lot of volunteers. God bless you for all that you're doing. And
thank
I wish you.
You
so, so much great success.
Thank you so much, Father.
Bye now. And to our listeners, thank you.